Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already. And also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. And today we're going to continue with the book of Isaiah 26, Isaiah 26, 1, a song of praise. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. But when grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in a land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and do not regard the majesty of the Lord. Lord, your hand is lifted high, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be put to shame. Let the fire reserved for your enemies consume them. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. Lord, our God, other lords beside you have ruled over us, but your name alone do we honor. They are now dead. They live no more. Their spirits do not rise. You punished them and brought them to ruin. You wiped out all memory of them. You have enlarged the nation, Lord. You have enlarged the nation. You have gained glory for yourself. You have extended all the borders of the land. Lord, they came to you in their distress when you disciplined them. They could barely whisper a prayer. As a pregnant woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pain, so were we in your presence, Lord. We were with child, we writhe in labor, but we gave birth to wind. We have not brought salvation to the earth, and the people of the world have not come to life. But your dead will live, Lord, their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until his wrath has passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the blood shed on it. The earth will conceal its slain no longer. I like the book of Isaiah. I'm not going to lie. I am with Isaiah on this one. Back to back, he's just delivering some really good content, as in some really good imagery, some really good examples as well of what he sees. And he's very consistent with the fact that God will make those pay, those who have done wrong, those who it doesn't matter what their social status, economic status, power they had on earth or what it was, he will punish those who did wrong. So there is this universal right, universal wrong. You might be blessed to be in a position of power. You might be blessed to have money, but it's what you do with that. And also you have to follow God. So if you're someone who has a lot of money, but you don't go to church, you don't pray, you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, what are we doing? Like, who cares that you have money? Nobody cares. Us Catholics, we shouldn't care. Like the ones that really truly understand, internalize and follow God, we don't care. We care about God first. But if your churches are closing because they don't have money and you don't believe in giving, I had someone very, very, very close to me that said, well, I don't give to the church because they steal. Okay. Sometimes you just have to throw your hands up because, okay, when churches close, people have no place for worship. We are all one in the church and we should all help it to be of service, to donate your time, your talents, your energy. You're not doing it for the institution of the church. You're doing it for God. We just buy so much into religion and its evils that have happened on earth. Because of course, if it's of men, when men corrupted it, then we say, you know what? Let me just stay away from God. No, the devil is alive and he's everywhere. But don't make him discourage you from having a relationship with God. So far, Isaiah has been very consistent with, we don't care what your position in society is. When God comes, it's over. Either you were right or you were wrong. Either you were righteous or not. That's it. There is no in between. So every time you're doing or not doing something, have God in mind and say, what would he think about this? That's our conscience. Repent so you can start over. But it has to be from the heart. You cannot lie your way through to heaven. Mm-mm, you can't. It's impossible because God knows your heart. And if you're doing it for the worship of self, to try to get away with things and keep on doing the same thing, you are not going to go to heaven. You won't be in the same place as God with joy and peace. Do not let the world fool you. When your judgments come upon the earth, it says, the people of the world learn righteousness. But when grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in a land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and do not regard the majesty of the Lord. Lord, your hand is lifted high, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be put to shame. Let the fire reserved for your enemies consume them. So we have to understand that God is going to hold all of us accountable, because that is the only way we are going to learn about justice. You cannot live wrong and then think that you're not going to see the consequences of you doing wrong. And God is not asking for much. You know what he's saying? Accept Jesus. And this is the New Testament. If you're interested about it, just go ahead on Sunday's Word and you can hear about you can listen about the New Testament. Just follow Jesus. Pick up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself. It's about God. Every single time, it's about God. Let God guide me. It's about God. Let God guide me. And trust and have faith, which is very hard. But if you don't go through valleys and hold on tight to God, you won't know what faith is. You won't be living in your faith. It's either now or now. I always hold on to hope because somebody may be changed with some words of the Bible or just some back and forth. And I wouldn't be so passionate about what I'm saying if I was not living it. And I'm a sinner. But every single time, I do my best to pull the old me back so I can let God shine in my life. Because I don't want to sacrifice my eternity because somebody said something and I just wanted to get back at them. If I don't know how to talk well, then I'm just not going to say anything. And God will handle the people he needs to handle, and I will keep on walking. The same goes to you. And that is the power of God. You have to pray on it, pray about it, pray with him, and tell him, God, please guide me, because I don't know what to do. My instinct is to do this, but I know that's not right. So that's a good start. And then you give him the space for him to work on you, to work with you, and to show you the way. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You, Midweek Devotional, and I'll see you next time. Bye.